John the Baptist prepared people to believe on the Lord. He pointed them ahead to all that Jesus would accomplish. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, John said, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." The baptism of John is third in the series of biblical baptisms. John the Baptist baptized many people in the waters of the Jordan River. Go up to verse 5. "Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan," verse 6, "and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins." But without a doubt, the most glorious baptism John performed was for the man who was both his earthly cousin and his Savior, Jesus of Nazareth. Down to verse 16. "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him." Verse 17. "And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The fourth baptism, Christian baptism, shows our faith in the complete work of the Savior and our identification with his death, burial, and resurrection. Romans chapter 6, verses 3-5. "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?" Verse 4. "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Verse 5. "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." We are lowered into the water in recognition that we are buried with him by baptism into death. We are lifted up out of the water in recognition that, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We now come to the fifth baptism in the Bible, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. On the day of Pentecost, a new blessing was poured out on the children of God, just as Jesus had foretold. Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me." Verse 5, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." In the Old Testament, men were circumcised to show that they belonged to God through his covenant with Abraham. Romans chapter 4, verse 11. "And he," that is Abraham, "received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also." It was on account of Abraham's faith, and not because of his circumcision, that righteousness was imputed to him. His circumcision came after he believed. Circumcision was a seal of his covenant with God. In the New Testament, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is also a seal of our covenant with God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. "Now he which stablisheth us with you in Christ, and hath anointed us is God. Verse 22, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. When we are baptized with the Holy Ghost, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Just like Abraham's circumcision, this seal comes after we believe. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. The baptism of the Holy Ghost helps us to keep our covenant with God while we await his return from heaven. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. The final baptism in our list, the baptism of fire, will be the last event to take place in this present world. Like the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Jesus himself will administer this baptism. Once again, we read from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Verse 12, whose fan is in his hand, and he will throughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. What the Lord began with the flood, he will finish with fire. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Knowing how this world will end helps us to keep ourselves pure. Verse 11, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Verse 12, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. This old world will be consumed in flames. But we who belong to Christ will go on to perfection under new heavens on a new earth. Verse 13, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. In Luke chapter 12, verse 51, Jesus said, suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division. Jesus separates believer from unbeliever, the sheep from the goat, and ultimately the living from the dead. To them he is the stench of death, but to us he is the sweet fragrance of life. By our baptism in his holy name, we are fully immersed in his death, burial, and resurrection. We become one with all that he accomplished on our behalf. Only those who are fully convinced of their baptism in Jesus Christ can enter into the rest that's been promised the children of God. And that is why Jesus is the rock, the foundation, and the chief cornerstone of the third principle of the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of baptisms.